episode 25 brings us Mr. Rob Zabersky with his course titled Confessions of a Non-Practicing Pessimist. Here we go.
Oh, course five. You guys are, we finished strong. I know most of the people speaking in course five. You are in for a treat. So listen, I want to dive in. I literally had the craziest start to my day. I'm not staying at this hotel, so maybe it's not as crazy as it was for people staying at this hotel, but I'm over at the other Hilton, and I used to travel a ton pre-COVID, so Hilton still likes me a lot. So when I checked in, they're like, Mr. Zabersky, here, you know, here's your voucher, you get free breakfast. So I'm up on 14, and I hop in the elevator, and I'm going down because I got to go get my to-go box. I need my dirty water, right? Daddy loves the dirty water, my coffee. So I'm going down, and I'm still in pajamas, they're not my jammies. But I'm going down, I get to the bottom of the elevator, or, you know, we get down to the lobby, the door opens, I'm kind of a little hazy, and I'm paying attention, but I'm not paying attention. And I walk out, and the guy was trying to get on the elevator as I was getting, you know what I'm talking about? Like you kind of, and usually, now these days, it's usually like a move over to the side and get, no, this guy was paying attention, and just boom, we bump into each other. And like, it was a hard one. I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. He's like, what's your problem, man? I'm like, whoa, where do you want me to start? Like, it's early, I haven't had my coffee, right? Like, but he you could see the rage in his eyes. And I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna keep moving. Like, I'm masked up, I'm gonna keep moving. And this guy, like, this, do you know what I'm talking, like, this guy was just a straight up jerk. There's no two ways about it. Dude was a jerk. And I guarantee as he walked away from me, he was looking at me going, man, what a jerk. And he was right. Because we're totally the same. We're all jerks, right? We're all born natural pessimists. Did you guys know that? We're all naturally born pessimists. And you guys can't see what I can see. The vibe in the room just dropped. This is amazing. What I'm going to talk about today is understanding how and why we're all naturally born pessimists. More importantly, help you understand the tools that you have at your disposal that are designed to keep your attitude operating at an optimum level, so that you don't run into jerks like that every single day. Because there is a difference. Like I said, we're the same. There are two big differences that I'm aware of and I know between that gentleman and myself. Number one is our attitude difference. I know that I have the skills and the goods to cultivate a winning attitude all day, every day. And number two, he's the only jerk I was going to run into today. But that guy, he had a day full of running into jerks ahead of him. So I need you to understand this. Our brains are naturally hardwired to focus on three things that are actually holding us back. Our brains are hardwired to focus on negativity, urgency, and complacency. What that means is you think it sucks, you think it needs to be fixed, and you're unwilling to help. Think about that. And to make matters even worse, go check the Googles. There's 4.5 people born every second. That means every second, 4.5, I don't know how a half, but that's a different meeting. 4.5 new jerks join us on this earth every single second. Is that crazy? Here's why. Our brain's hardwired. We come shipped from the factory with these unhelpful default settings. Negativity, urgency, complacency. I want to talk about number one. I want to talk about the negativity because this is the number one unhelpful default setting that totally puts the kibosh on a positive attitude. Yes, this is the attitude talk, which I know usually there's a dude on stage at a conference like this, and he's a little bit older than me and a little bit whiter than me, and he's like, it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. Right? He goes full Successories poster on you. Understand, this is the attitude. But I know, your attitude is truly the number one tool that you have at your disposal that helps you get the results that you want, the better results, the next level results in every aspect of your life. So let's talk about this unhelpful default setting. Your brain is hypersensitive to negative inputs, and it's almost numb to positive inputs, which, let's put this into perspective for a second. If you're trying to survive in the wilderness, I said this is hardwired in us. This is from caveman days. This is from saber-tooth tiger days. If you're a hunter or gatherer, think about this. This is an amazing, amazing default setting to have. Okay? By the way, no one's a born loser. I just want to set the record straight. We all have this. I said we're all the same. We all carry this conditioning. It's a survival mechanism. If you're trying to survive in the wilderness, right? You think about this, the things that are perceived as negative inputs, they're super negative. They're a grizzly bear that wants to eat you. They're a saber-toothed tiger that wants to take you out. So when you're more aware of the threat and you can deal with it quite more quickly, you're simply going to last longer. So understand this setting, it's totally getting in the way of your attitude. The good news, you're not a slave to your brain. As a human being, you've been given tools. You possess the skills inside of you that help you overcome this default setting and get your brain working for you, get your attitude working for you, get the results you want in every aspect of your life. So there's three key mindset management tools that when you understand how these work, how to implement them, life just gets fun and easy. Number one mindset management tool is your ability to laugh. Number two is your ability to practice gratitude. And number three is your ability to manage your mental input. So let's talk about these real quickly. Number one, your ability to laugh. People take themselves way too seriously. If you disagree with me right now, you're the person I'm talking about. But your ability, listen, we talk about case acceptance all the time. It's all, sales is nothing but a transfer of energy. When you can get someone to laugh with you, you share a common bond. And that common bond is what leads to you getting the results you want. I had the privilege of sharing a stage with Dr. Dennis Tarnow a couple years ago. For those of you that know Dr. Dennis Tarnow, you know he's a big deal. For those of you that don't know who he is, put it in the Googles. You'll find out he's a big deal. So we were having dinner the night before, and it was Dr. Tarnow, myself, and the hosting doctors. And this was a pretty baller dinner, I won't lie to you. But he comes in, he was super kind, he said, Rob, I don't know you, I don't know what you do, tell me a little bit about your program. So I told him what it was all about, what I was good doing, and he said, that's amazing, that sounds great, I'm excited to hear. He said, you know, I've been doing this about 30 years, Rob, and I gotta be honest with you, I've never had somebody open for me before. And in a moment of either genius or idiocy, I looked him right in the eye, I said, Dr. Tarnow, that's amazing, I've been doing what I do for about 5 years, I've never had somebody close for me before. And it got super quiet. And I threw him the wink, and then we all started laughing, and it was just a wonderful. He then later on told me he was great. We were passing each other as I was coming off the stage. He said, Rob, you can open for me anytime. So I thought that was nice. Your ability to laugh, your ability to practice gratitude, absolutely crucial. It is simply impossible to be negative and to be grateful at the same time. I can get into the science of this, but fundamentally, when you focus on problems, you feel like a word I'm not going to use on stage. And the more you think about the whole chemical reactions take place, hormones, neuropeptides, stuff I'm not qualified to talk about, and it manifests itself in how you show up to interactions. When you practice in gratitude, when you think about the things you're grateful for, it actually does the totally opposite. It sets off a chain reaction of thoughts revolving around enthusiasm, gratitude, excitement. It raises your mental. There's all kinds of chemical stuff I could pretend like I know about, but I don't. So I'm not going to. But understand it shows up physically. It manifests itself physically. You can't be negative and grateful at the exact same time. Hint, if you ever have somebody having that craptastic Tuesday, just grab them real quick. Be like, hey, give me three things you're grateful for right now. You watch them. Watch them flip the switch. And then pay attention to your ability to manage your mental input. There's a lot of these. I'm going to throw them at you. Pick which one works for you. It's the things you read. It's the things you watch. It's the things you listen to. It's the questions you ask yourself. It's whether you talk to yourself or you listen to yourself. And then you all, anybody with teenagers at home, you know this one. It's the people you surround yourself with. I can go full cheesy motivational speaker line on you and give you the line about you are the sum of the people you hang out with most. We all know this. But let's talk about the one that doesn't get talked about. Pay attention to how you talk to yourself and the questions you ask. I said earlier that I knew that my attitude was the difference between the day I was going to have and the day this gentleman was going to have. It's because in the elevator, I was reciting my affirmations. It's going to be a great day. I'm a money magnet. I have zero emotional attachment to money, and it's time to make the donuts. I say that to myself every day to tell my brain and tell my attitude what type of day it's going to be. So here's the thing. I threw a ton of stuff at you. Do me a favor. Don't use it all. Pick one. Pick one tip that you picked up on. Use it. Use it well. You don't have to do 100 things 100 times better to get 100% different result. Pick one thing. Do it a little bit better. And watch the ripple effect that that has on you personally and professionally. Use this skill to work on your attitude. Because there's one thing I know, and I alluded to this at the beginning. When you bump into a jerk in the morning, chances are you probably just bumped into a jerk. When you find yourself bumping into jerks all day, every day, you're the jerk. Thank you. I'm Rob Z. Have a fantastic finish to your day.